Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bo Barbara with Ecor International. Bo, how you doing?
I'm doing great today, Kemp.
Good to be with you. Let's talk a little bit about a really neat news item that's very timely now with the most of us going home at night and watching the Olympics. We'll get to that in just a minute, but a little background. Tell us, you've been in the flooring business for a while, haven't you?
I graduated from Georgia Tech in 91 and have been in the flooring industry ever since.
Okay. You actually spent some time with Shaw, didn't you?
I had my original job was with Shaw and then ended up out with Pacific Crest out on the West Coast for a while and then started a few businesses of my own after that and have been fighting in the flooring industry for my whole life.
All right. And you know, if there's pockets of flooring, obviously there's one down in the Northwest Georgia area. There's also one up there. You're in Lancaster now, so in the backyard of Armstrong, right?
That is correct. Armstrong's here locally and actually got manufacturing in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, as well as in York, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. And you've been with Ecor about 3 years, is that right?
That's right, about 3 years. It took me about a year to learn how to say Lancaster. Because
okay.
If you're from the South, you say Lancaster.
Uh-huh.
But they taught me how to say it right.
Yeah, and you know, I've been watching this Amish series that's on public television, which has been very interesting.
It is very interesting, but it's not that's not the real Amish world. It's a little different than that, but but that is a fun series.
Yeah. All right, so the reason I pick up on this is it's very, very interesting. I've got to tell you, it's probably one of the most innovative marketing ideas that I've seen in this business for a while. I want to shine the light on it for a minute. You're in the process of launching a new brand, and you've reached out and you've hired three members of the U.S. Olympic women's field hockey team to help you. They're coming in and they're helping you with branding. Talk a little bit about this, if you would.
Well, you know, listen, we have been a sports and fitness company for quite some time and at some level under the radar. And recently we've launched a new brand called Ecor Athletic, which is a completely new direction for us as opposed to our traditional brand, which is called Everlast, which is going in your traditional fitness, kind of for-profit fitness gyms. But with Ecor Athletic, we're really taking a renewed interest in where athletes are training and where athletes are competing and trying to bring some of the technology that we've been able to launch that allows us to make sport surfaces, in most cases using our recycled rubber technology, allows us to make them a little bit safer to perform on, as well as to perform at a higher level, you know, with force reduction and shock attenuation. And some of the things that are really becoming very pressing in the sports world right now from a safety standpoint, and some of that's being led by the NFL and some of the concussive challenges that they're facing, there's just a renewed interest on safety tempered with, obviously, a focus on performance. So we've launched this new Ecor Athletic brand, and with that, we want to focus on athletes. And this was a great opportunity with the National Field Hockey Team moving from San Diego, actually, to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. They're training here locally now. It was a great opportunity for us to bring in three really accomplished athletes. They've come in with a focus on driving our social media and branding as we focus more on the athlete moving forward.
So these are not retired athletes. These are people.
Oh, no. Yeah. We're looking at three really incredible athletes. One of the fun things about this is not only are we supporting Olympic athletes, which is a great thing, we're also getting really talented people. I mean, we're talking about three very accomplished students out of college and people who are really bright, but, you know, the ability for them to flex their mental muscles at the same time that they're flexing their true muscles on the field, you know, we're benefiting a lot from them across the board. It's a great opportunity for us to also learn about what athletes do and what's going through their mind, and that helps us to fine-tune our offering and develop products that address their needs. So it's just been a windfall of benefits across the board.
You know, a lot of people say that if you want to be successful, you need to have empathy. Empathy is putting yourself in the shoes of the intended audience, and that's exactly what you're doing. You know, as you try to move from fitness, like you say, which is really the gyms that people go work out in, to the athletic, which is these actual schools or the Olympics, or where these athletes are really functioning, and so you get a lot of insight, aren't you?
Oh, we get a lot of insight, and it's really interesting. One of the words that came out of a recent kind of brainstorming session was the word grind. The athlete's life is really, it's a grind. I mean, they get up, and at this level of athletic endeavor as an Olympic athlete, you don't realize when you watch the Olympics at night and these people are shooting down a ski slope or pushing a bobsled, you don't realize the endless hours that they're training during the day to be able to compete at that level. And you're right. It's an amazing grind that they go through. And what's been funny is we've got this relationship with Nike, which we have done a reasonable job of promoting, but we take all of Nike's old waste and actually put it into sports surfaces now. Mm-hmm. So it's really been a fun thing to kind of combine a brand like Nike into what it is we're doing. So here's the connection. What we call our product that we use is called Nike Grind. I mean, if you go on the Nike website, you'll find Nike Grind. And it was so funny to now get three athletes that really talk about the idea that their life is a grind as well. So it's been a fun evolution already.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you've got these three ladies, Lauren, Stephanie, and Katie. So they're spending time both giving you advice, but also actually working in your offices.
Absolutely. You know, what we're able to do is every week there's a certain amount of time that they're working from a social media standpoint from wherever they are, whether they're in, you know, the Netherlands at a World Cup competition or whether they're, you know, just training. There's a certain amount of time that they're spending on social media, driving everything from Twitter to Facebook to pushing YouTube videos that we're going to be putting out in the marketplace. But then as well, you know, there's 2 days a week that based on their training schedule, they're able to actually be in the office. And that's actually Wednesday afternoons and Friday afternoons. And then there's certain weeks where they have what they call recuperation weeks, where they are not training as hard so their bodies can kind of recover. Those are weeks where they can spend a little bit more time in the office. But it works out great for us because you not only get the benefit of them virtually, but, you know, having them in the office actually has a pretty profound impact on, you know, the rest of our associates here at eCore, to be able to interact with them on a daily basis.
Okay, great. Well, it's a very innovative idea and, you know, just one that's also very timely. Good luck with that. When will you be launching this eCore Athletic brand?
eCore Athletic will be launching formally in June. We're fine-tuning the product offering as we speak. You know, we're starting to sell some product today because we historically have been doing that. But that brand will be launched formally this coming June. So we look forward to hitting it this summer.
Okay, great. Well, again, we've been talking to Bo Barber, who's Vice President of Sales and Marketing with eCore International, about his supporting Olympic athletes and putting them to work in our business. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.